Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. What a great responsibility was given to Timothy by Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 14. And it turns out that that's a responsibility that's been given to us as well, so we better find out what it is and bend ourselves to doing it if we are children of the King. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday, July 27, and many, many heartfelt thanks to those whose financial gifts make it possible to maintain this program on this and other stations. Well, we looked at it on the broadcast yesterday. What was Timothy's responsibility? In short, it was to keep the commandments of God. That you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing. And this commandment turns out to be this epistle, which contains a lot of commandments. In fact, it really turns out to be all of the Word of God that applies to Timothy. You say, well, doesn't all of the Bible apply to Timothy? Well, yes, in one sense it does, but not every commandment in the Bible applies to Timothy. How so? Well, because, for example, the Old Testament Mosaic regulations have been fulfilled and abrogated. Timothy was not responsible to keep a kosher diet. Timothy was not responsible to observe the Old Testament feast days and so forth. Those commandments given by God to Moses, to the children of Israel, were attached to the Mosaic covenant. And when Christ came and inaugurated the new covenant, then those commandments were no longer binding upon the people of God. They were no longer God's commandments for God's people. And they fall into the area of Christian liberty, and we find a couple of sections that deal with that extensively in the New Testament, how that if one person wants to keep a certain day, in other words, they want to continue observing the Mosaic regulations, that's fine, that's their privilege, they're not forbidden to, but nobody is required to. And so, if one man wants to keep it, that's his privilege. If another man keeps every day alike, that's his privilege, and we don't divide over these matters, but those are not commandments that are required of us by God today. But Timothy is responsible to keep every commandment of God that applies to him in the new covenant era. As new covenant believers, as a new covenant believer, Timothy has a responsibility to keep every commandment that is given to him as a member of the new covenant, and that's not just Timothy's responsibility, that's mine. That's yours if you claim to be a Christian, to keep the commandments. And as we saw in the broadcast yesterday, looking back into verse 13, Paul says that we are to keep them as we are conscious that God Almighty is witnessing our lives and our endeavor to keep his commandments or our carelessness in ignoring them. It's a pretty serious responsibility. And how long are we under this responsibility? Until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, we're told in verse 14. Backing up to verse 13, I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed a good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing. And it goes on to say in verse 15, which he will manifest in his own time, he who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing. That's how long we have this responsibility. Not until we get to a certain age. Isn't it amazing how young people often have the notion that when they arrive at age 16, 18, 21, certain ages, that they will no longer be required to keep their parents' commandments. They probably don't call them commandments, but that's what it is. They'll no longer have to live by their parents' rules. Well, every family's going to have to work that out for themselves, but I would not encourage you as a parent to give your teen the idea that once he reaches age 16 or even 18 or even 21, that he's no longer obligated to keep your rules. You say, what was the agreement in your home? What was the expectation in your home? As long as you live under our roof, you are responsible to keep our rules. And even when you move out, you still have a responsibility. Your responsibility will be less at that time, but you'll still have a responsibility to live in a way that does not bring dishonor to your parents. Because if you're bringing dishonor to your parents, it is for sure that you are bringing dishonor to Christ. And if you claim the name of Christ, then you have no right to do this. There isn't any age in which this responsibility is no longer valid. How long? Until our Lord Jesus Christ's appearing. That means the second coming of Christ. When Christ comes from heaven to receive his own and to reward his servants and to usher in his righteous kingdom. When will that happen, you say? Wouldn't you like to know? It's not for us to know, that's for sure. It's in his times, that's what we're told right here, which he will manifest in his own time, verse 15. He who is blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. In other words, he's sovereign, he's God, he's ruler, he's the sovereign one. He will decide when this will be, and it's our responsibility to keep his commandments until that time comes. Now, the language seems to suggest that Paul anticipates that Timothy may be alive when Christ returns. That you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time, etc. As it turns out, of course, Timothy died long before Jesus Christ returned. He still hasn't returned. And so, in that case, what it really boils down to is this. You keep the commandments of God until you die or until Jesus comes, whichever comes first. That's how long. When you die, you are ushered immediately in the presence of the Lord, and then you will have your sanctification perfected, and the thought of not keeping his commandments won't even enter your mind. It's gone. You will have a sinless heart and nothing but a perfect desire to please your Lord in every regard. You say, well, will all of these commandments apply when I'm in heaven? I don't know. I haven't been there yet. But whatever are the expectations and desires of Christ, you will have no desire but to fulfill them perfectly. Unfortunately, here in this life, we have these wrestlings. We are still wrestling with our old sin nature, which has not been completely eradicated. It has been defeated. It's only a matter of time. But while we're in this world, it's still rising up and calling for us to satisfy it. Pay attention to it. Indulge it. And it's our responsibility to say, no, I won't. No, I can't. No, I dare not, because I do not want to displease the one who loved me and gave himself for me. And we've got to keep it up and keep it up and keep it up and keep it up until the time that Christ calls us into his presence, or until the time when the trumpet sounds and we hear the shout and Jesus Christ descends, and those who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And those who have died, their bodies are going to come out of the grave, glorified bodies, and be reunited with their souls, which are already with the Lord. But until that day comes, it is our glad but solemn responsibility to keep the commandments of Christ, to keep on obeying the Scriptures, to keep on living a God-honoring life, to keep on fulfilling the precepts of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We've got that responsibility until we draw our last breath, or until we are caught up into the presence of the Lord. That's how long. Timothy, I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Jesus Christ, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Don't you love this language? And so the duration of this responsibility is until you are freed from your earthly existence, in whichever way God chooses to free you, either by way of death or by way of the Lord's return. Well, let's consider for a moment the greatness of our responsibility. And the greatness of our responsibility is seen by the greatness of the one who has instructed us, the one who has commanded us these things. And you say, you mean the great Apostle Paul? No, I mean somebody greater than him. I'm talking about God, the sovereign God, the self-existent God, the glorious God, the transcendent God, the worthy God, the worthy Savior. That's who I'm talking about. That you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is the blessed and only potentate. Who is that? The Lord Jesus Christ. The King of kings and Lord of lords. Who is that? The Lord Jesus Christ. Who alone has immortality. Who is that? The Lord Jesus Christ. Dwelling in unapproachable light. Who is that? The Lord Jesus Christ. Whom no man has seen or can see. Who is that? The Lord Jesus Christ in his deity. To whom the honor and everlasting power. Amen. We see Christ in his humanity. We have seen him and we will see him. But in his deity, he dwells in unapproachable light, which no man has seen or can see, that is, fully, in its fullness. And we know, for example, that Moses saw the glorious light of God, and his face shone, reflecting that light. And Peter, James, and John saw Christ transfigured before them, and saw that Shekinah glory of God, that divine light. But nobody's seen it in its fullness. Nobody can, nobody ever will. But that just tells us how great is our God, and that just tells us, therefore, how great is our responsibility to obey his commandments. May God help us to do so. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.